TH. I think something about and this could maybe be one of those mini micro documentaries about progress, human progress, development. And we can look a little at what I spoke about in the cosmology book. What is civilization? What is progress? And how we today tend to see, for instance, the Mesopotamian civilization, and yes, in the East, the Indus Valley, as the cradle of civilization. Because why? Because then cities started to emerge, and technology, those kind of structures that we today tend to see as criteria of civilization. Progress means better technology, more urban life, that kind of thing. More production of things, conveniences, that kind of stuff. Now, that has led to, well, on one hand, that we tend to... So, nowadays, this is often the criteria, right? So, when people tend to judge the past, people of the past, by that, thinking they were primitive, unless they had cities, technology, this and that. And it seems that it is that kind of thinking that also, well, possibly at least, drives our development today. But yes, we need more technology, we need better technology, we need new technology. That's what it's all about. That's progress, that's evolution. That otherwise, what would happen, you know? We would go backwards or stagnate or whatever. So that thinking is kind of driving a certain kind of ongoing development that is very much focused on technology and big city building, as if that is really the sign and criteria of a very advanced and highly developed civilization. Now, I question that, because we can see that, you know, and it's just the way it is. There's a balance for everything, and also for the usage of technology and for the size and development of cities. Take it too far, and it just gets complex and too big and too kind of takes over, which I think is what happened now. So I believe there is a wise level, so to speak, where you develop technology very smartly and so on. To serve us and make our lives work well, so to speak, that we can get enough and good food to eat, that we can have good homes to live in, and so on. That which we tend to often put down people of the past for, we there seems to be this narrative that in the past people didn't have enough food to eat and they had diseases all the time and they were freezing, had to work so hard physically. So yeah. That's what it's about, right? That we should be healthy. We should have food to eat. And of course, be able to enjoy life. But enjoying life is not a matter of what, how fancy our machines are, or how big cities we live in, or even how much of the... Actually, how much... material stuff we have to enjoy by eating and whatever. And we know that now, it goes deeper, our satisfaction. But also, this kind of drive to constantly improve technology, make it more high tech, more advanced, can be like an obsession in the minds of some people who have this idea of that this is what progress means, and they're afraid of stopping that quote-unquote progress. And we stand here just looking at machines appearing here and there, new machines, and but we, I would say a long time ago, we went past that level, that point where the machines actually made, you know, removed the hardships and made our lives comfortable. And beyond that, they actually added complexity and made new hardships, how to maintain those stupid machines, and also how we get sucked into the machines, almost worshipping them and becoming just obsessed with playing with them, or obsessed with creating them and selling them to make money. So again, I think this is part of much of what we're going to talk about here. This is just my side comment here. To establish that kind of reasoning there with the balance.